This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's 2023 election is official. CPR's Megan Verlee reports the Secretary of State certified the results Monday.
Around 1.7 million Coloradans participated in this year's election, a turnout rate of just over 43% of active voters. And when it came to how they cast their ballots, only 1% of voters chose to head to the polls in person. The rest mailed in or dropped off their ballots. Meanwhile, the clock is already ticking on next year's election. Candidates who want to appear on Colorado's presidential primary ballots must get their paperwork to the Secretary of State by next Monday. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A new report says free RTD rides last summer cut pollution from cars, at least a little, CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
Air quality experts estimate that free rides led to a drop of 6 million pounds of greenhouse gases and more than 2,000 pounds of local pollutants that contribute to ozone. They attribute that to a drop in driving by about 150,000 miles a day. That might sound like a lot, but drivers travel an estimated 83 million miles a day in the Denver region. Still, key legislators intend to continue the program and will propose more state funding so RTD can add more transit service in the future. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Frontier Airlines has settled a lawsuit with five pilots involving equal employment opportunity charges. The pilots claim the airline discriminated against pregnant and lactating employees. Frontier did not admit liability in the settlement, but did agree to several policy changes. This is CPR News.